survey went out, what is the number one fitness item on your to-do list? Lolly responded and said, good walking shoes. Hey there, Fit Fam Over 40. Welcome back to another episode of How to Be Fit Over 40 Midlife Conversations with Hikini. I'm your host, Hikini, and today's episode is all about stepping into a great year of fitness with the number one item on your to-do list. Grab your smoothie or cup of tea and join the conversation. Let's go. Hey there. So Lolly shared that her top fitness item this year is a pair of good walking shoes. So thank you, Lolly, so much for completing the survey. Now, to make this even more exciting and actionable, let's set a SMART goal together. A SMART goal is something that's specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. So without knowing what her goal is around this, let's just give a little sample of a SMART goal to put this into perspective, okay? So, specific. So she could research and purchase a pair of high quality walking shoes within the next 2 weeks, maybe. So that would be specific. So 2 weeks purchasing a pair of high quality walking shoes. Measurable, the M, she could set a budget for the walking shoes. So just making sure they are affordable while meeting her quality standards. So for example, it could be a budget of between $70 to $120. So we'll stick with that. Achievable, the A, she could just allocate each day over the next 2 weeks to explore online and go inside a physical store, read reviews, and just gather the recommendations to make a great informed decision within her budget. All right. So we got specific, measurable, achievable. Next are relevant. She recognizes the importance of investing in proper footwear, proper walking shoes to support her fitness journey. Now, the shoes will be something that's comfortable, provide support, and durability for her fitness goal. All right. T for time bound. She commits to completing the research and making the purchase decision within the next 2 weeks. So this ensures that she has her new walking shoes and she's ready for her upcoming adventure, whatever that might be. So SMART. So by setting a SMART goal, Lolly can navigate the process of finding the perfect walking shoes with a clear plan and just making sure that she stays tracked both on budget and time. All right. So this is just a sample. I'm not sure what her goal is, but I am looking forward to her sharing more about this later because she is interested in being on the podcast. So hopefully we'll get to the bottom of what's going on there. All right. So let me just take a moment just to appreciate the impact a pair of good walking shoes can have. Because you don't want your feet to be hurting and just, you know, it can affect your knees and other parts of your body as well. Just do your research about shoes in general as well. You want to make sure you have those good shoes in place. Specifically, if there is a goal you need to reach for your fitness journey. All right. So I can so relate because I just purchased a pair of shoes for my Strong Nation class. And so I did all the things. I actually had that SMART goal. I knew when I wanted to actually purchase those as well. Because these are not just shoes for you. They're your companion, your ride or die, your support system, your ticket to a healthier, in quotes, healthier you. So speaking from experience, so far so good with mine. There's not a hard impact on my knees because I do a lot of agility and plyometrics type training and running fast and all the things. So I made sure that those shoes were something that I needed and I could use for my fitness journey. So looking forward to hearing more about Lolly's purchase and just the outcome, her goal, and the outcome of her goal as well. So thank you so much for tuning in. Looking forward to the next share. I'll include that link in the show notes so you can fill out the survey so we can hear what your number one fitness item is on your to-do list. Remember, it's not just about the destination. It's about enjoying the journey. So lace up, hit the pavement, and let those walking shoes carry you towards your fitness goals. Thank you so much for tuning in to How to Be Fit Over 40 Midlife Conversations with Hikini. Don't forget, just please remember, let's say please remember to subscribe, share, and stay tuned for more conversations. All right, bye for now. P.S. There's a survey link in the show notes. What is your number one fitness item on your to-do list so we can share your name and share with everyone else so they too can live their best fit life? Until next time, nutrition is more than what you eat and the weight that you carry. Bye for now.